From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, the Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA, gets a new and improved therapy room thanks to some of its student partners. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The work of the Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA, involves the enforcement and protection of the rights and interests of children. Some cases may involve children who have fallen victim to abuse and neglect, prompting the need for psychological intervention. With the help of students from the Northern Caribbean University, NCU, the OCA's therapy room has been transformed and outfitted to cater to the needs of the young clients. Student Kemar Daswell says the beautification of the space, painted in shades of blue, pink, purple, and green, is the result of a community outreach project.
We do group dynamics and leadership. That's a course. And within that course, we have to do a community outreach program. We got a project to do, and that project fell through. And while we're searching through that project, we had contacted the Office of the Children's Advocate for some resource materials when Mrs. Latoya Minotaur advised us of a project that they wanted to get done.
Mr. Daswell has also worked with the OCA under a program of internship. OCA Manager for Public Education and Special Projects, Latoya Minot Hall, notes that when the OCA entered the internship agreement with the NCU, they expected only to benefit from the manpower.
We decided that we wanted to contact and start a relationship with NCU that would mutually benefit both parties. Students would get well-needed work experience and public education, while the OCA would benefit through the additional hands. Having started this internship program with NCU has proven only to be a blessing to the organization.
The room also features an accent piece, a hand-painted mural done by artist Monique Kidd, depicting a nature scene with trees, flowers, and butterflies. The chairs were replaced with beanbags to make the children more comfortable, and the team outfitted the room with toys and other furniture, providing a safe and soothing space for youngsters who have had traumatic experiences.
Any child who we offer service to is a child who has been negatively impacted. And you can imagine how difficult it is for a child who is so fractured to open up about what must have been a very painful experience. And we see this playroom as really providing that space that will be conducive to having that child relax a little bit more, as opposed to being locked in an office where they're sitting around a desk with somebody who is merely recording a statement. And so really the playroom fills a void. It will serve the children of Jamaica well.
Children's Advocate Diane Gordon Harrison. Mr. Daswell says support came from corporate partners who were more than happy to help make the New Look therapy room a reality.
We got support from Monique Kidd, who did the mural on the walls for us, and donations from Berger Paints for the paint, Food for the Poor, Do Good Jamaica, and a lot of other persons who supported us on the project.
Students Akoya Radamari and Chandrika Campbell were also grateful to be part of the initiative.
Like, it went straight to my heart, and it really means a lot.
It's a room that will help the children to express how and when they have been abused, and that is something that we were happy about, because this is what happens every day and children are not able to talk about it.
The playroom at the OCA's downtown Kingston office would be used by the investigations unit to treat and counsel children aged 2 to 18 years. That's all we have time for on today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.